Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, October the 22nd, 2025, 14, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Well, I may be awake this morning. Jury's out. We'll find out as the morning goes along. But last night was the League of Women Voters Candidates Night. I think it came off without a hitch last night. The city council candidates, I guess you would have to say more or less debated, but it was really a conversation last night was held in the city of Marion, and the Charter Commission candidates had their say, I guess I will say, last night. It was a fun night, 2 hours. It was very interesting, to say the least. I don't think there was any big moments last night in which you could say somebody got angry with somebody or somebody was unhappy, somebody raised their voice. I don't think there were any moments like that in the entire two-hour broadcast, which in past League of Women Voters events is a little different. That certainly has happened in the past, has happened in events that I have moderated. But last night was great. It was really no problem at all. The new format, I thought, went over very well. Now, there were some people who did not show up, as I said, I would talk about today. In the city council races, Mr. Prater did not show up. He sent along a message saying that he was recovering from surgery. And Scott Kreider did not show up. He said that he had a work commitment. On the Charter City side, I think the ones that probably interested people the most were Mayor Collins did not show up last night. Not sure why. There was no message sent. We don't really know why he didn't show up. He was seated to show up last night, but he did not show up. Law Director Mark Russell did not show up last night, and again, he was seated. There was no message as to why he did not show up. Let's see, who else? Jason Schauber was seated last night. No message as to why he did not show up. I think those were probably the noticeable absences last night. There were some other people who were absent, but some people sent notes. Lois Fisher was not there last night. I believe she did send along a note saying that she was on an extended vacation, I believe is what it was. So that's how it went last night. I do want to say that Robert Landon did show up last night. So there you go. I really don't know if he had planned to attend the entire time. I'm not sure why the information came out that he was not going to attend, which I was told. But I'm glad he was able to attend. I thought he did well. Matter of fact, I thought everybody did well. I don't think anybody did themselves any harm last night. So it was good. We got to hear from the candidates, and that was kind of the point that I was making on Monday. I think if you're very supportive of the charter, then you probably want to speak out about it, and it was a good forum to do that with questions from the audience. And if you don't like the charter, you can say that as well. Now, if I'm forgetting any names or things, let me know, but that's pretty well how it shook out last night. I do want to give this announcement again real quick. Come join us for Kids Night Out, Route 95 Kroger here in Marion on October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. Join them for some fun games and spooky prizes. They'll also be collecting new and gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. That's Kroger Kids Night Out, October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m., Route 95 here in Marion. So there you go. Now, phone lines are open if you have anything you'd like to say. 740-383-9944. If there's anybody who participated in the League of Women Voters event last night, or anybody who listened, or anybody who watched on YouTube. I do have to say, John Mullins and his crew from Marion Harding Telecom did a great job last night in broadcasting that event via YouTube, the video version, and he was very easy to work with. Matter of fact, always have a great time working with John. The League of Women Voters were great, as they always are. Always a lot of fun there to be with them. So, that's pretty much the night. I don't think there were any big surprises that I can think of. If there were, they're not coming off the top of my head at this point. But again, the phone lines are open. If you have anything you'd like to say in regard to this, or anything else, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And it was great to see a lot of people last night that I don't normally see. You know, there were a lot of people there last night who are not people that I run into in the normal course of life. So it was good to see them. And I think we had a good time doing an event that hopefully informed people. It was nice to have an audience there. The people at the Senior Center were very nice as well. So it was just great. So there you are. That's about all I have to say. But again, if anybody has anything to say about this particular event, the phone lines are open this morning. Now, maybe a lot of people are resting up this morning, like maybe I should be. 740-383-9944. Anything you'd like to say, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you. But that's really the report I have. I can't think of anything last night. Probably the most controversial thing, probably the two questions I think that were the most controversial. Jay McDonald, the police chief, he was asked at one point about, did he think there was a conflict being on the charter committee? That was there last night. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Yes, yes. League of Women Voters Candidates Night's in the book.
I thought it was, well, first off, it was unfortunate there wasn't enough time at the beginning to thank the League of Women Voters for putting everything together. People don't necessarily realize the logistics, the headaches, to try put this thing together and to pull it off. So I would just like to say thank you to the League of Women Voters and all of those who made yesterday evening's event possible.
Yeah, they do a tremendous job, and there's a tremendous amount of work done. I mean, I'm there in the afternoon when they're doing the sound check, so I get to see a lot of what goes on during the day, and that's an all-day event for them, and even more preparing for the event. So they do a tremendous job, and those that particular group is a very just a very solid group, and they've always been that way.
Well, you know, it's like any group or any organization. It's tough to get volunteers and to keep people. Too many people carry the burden all the time, and there's burnout, and people just, you know, get tired of it. But, again, it was a good effort, great effort, to put everything together and make that possible. My only regret last night was at the end with a rebuttal. I wish I could turn time back and say, you know, some people are making this whole charter commission race, I guess is what you would call it, an abomination by having those who are currently on the payroll and those past. It should have been enough time to get people from all walks of life and not those that it would appear to have been the deck stacked by the mayor. And what I would like to hear why the mayor didn't show up.
You know, I don't think we know. When I came in yesterday, the people who definitely knew they were not going to be there had sent messages for the most part. But the mayor was seated. You saw his name on a seat, and his name tag was there. So as near as I could tell, he did not tell them that he was not coming. So I'm not really sure why he wasn't there.
Well, someone mentioned, well, maybe it was because he would have been between Naomi and myself.
You know, the seating plan was interesting because of alphabetical order, and I did look at the seating plan early in the evening, and I thought, you know, that's a very interesting place for the mayor to be.
Yeah, it was, but to me, without any rhyme or reason as to why he couldn't make it, at least some people sent in a note and expressed the reasons why they weren't there.
Well, but we also have to say that Mark Russell did not send a note. We thought he would be there. Not really sure what happened there. We thought that Jason Schauber would be there. He did not send a note. We're not really sure why he wasn't there. And there are others. I just don't have the list in front of me right now. But,
Ross Vanis.
Yeah, Ross Vanis did not send a there. Did not send a note. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, I was kind of surprised that those I had talked with Jason Schauber, and I was shocked that he wasn't there because I was given to understand that he would be there. So,
yes, I was under that understanding as well.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh,
I,
anyway.
Well, you know, though, I do have to say though, the mayor has not really been vocal on this topic. Now, you got to say he's been vocal on a lot of things, but I don't ever remember him talking about the charter in a council meeting. I have not seen him do any campaigning to try to get elected to the Charter Commission, and last night he did not show up to the event. So aside from putting himself on the ballot, the mayor has not said hardly anything about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just occurred to me, was Ed Brown there?
No, I don't think Ed Brown was there.
Ed Brown wasn't there. Malcolm Smith wasn't there, was he?
No, Malcolm was not. Now, Malcolm had told them, I believe, that he wasn't going to be there, but I don't think he gave a reason, but he did say that he was not going to be there. Teresa Lubke was not there. She said she had a work commitment, but we did get her statement. Lois Fisher, same thing. Not a work commitment, but she was out of town.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's unfortunate that this occurred after early voting had already begun. It would be nice if it could happen at least a week or two before early voting was started.
Yeah, Early voting starts, but I don't know that people turn in their petitions yet, because we have not met the deadline.
Petitions or ballot.
Yeah, the ballot. We have not met the deadline yet. So, yes, it has started, but I really don't know the percentage. I guess we'll know on election night that had voted prior to that.
Early voting versus absent ballot voting. Early voting, you go up to a voting machine at the Board of Elections, don't you?
You do, and I don't think that
absent ballot, you get it in the mail, and you either drop it off or mail it back.
Right, and up to October 21st, I don't think that is a very big number at all.
Well, it'd be interesting to find out if the board would give you that information, which I don't see why they wouldn't.
Well, they do on election night. We know on election night how many people. But that's only up till November.
I'm talking about now to see how many have used the electronic versus mail-in, if they've gotten any at all yet.
They will, but I can guarantee you this is a small number, because it's a low turnout election to begin with. It's still way early in the season, and who would even know if something's in the mail? We wouldn't know that. And
the early voting issue is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Just to compare it, see if anything's happened. how many have voted. I've already heard some people say that they went up and they voted early. So there's we might be surprised. I'll give them a call when they open.
Yeah, I bet the number is not big, but you never know. But I certainly don't think anybody did themselves any harm last night.
I would say the only harm was in Mr. Landon showing up, thinking that, oh, it's all gone. The chaos and mayhem and the cost that I've thrown the city's finances into is all gone. Hey, vote for me again. You can trust me. Yeah, right. You may recall, I suggested that you vote for somebody you would buy a car from. Don't vote for someone you wouldn't buy a car from.
Well, we do have to say that Robert Landon showed up. And, you know, I'm confused by this whole thing, to be honest. I don't know what happened. And honestly, it's irrelevant. But I was told by somebody who is pretty close to him that I think I was told Saturday that he was not going to be there. And that's why I said what I said on Monday, and on Monday morning, the only two people that I knew who were not going to be there, because that's what I was told, were Teresa Lubke and Robert Landon. Well, he was there, so I don't know if he got the time off work, which is what I was saying on Monday morning, was why can't he get the time off work with notice? So I'm not even sure why that happened. I don't know if that was some kind of, if it was still up in the air, why say he wasn't coming? I don't get that.
Well, one other thing to remind you about, and I'd said before, initially I thought, you got to be kidding. Robert Landon running for the Charter Commission. And then I was thinking, after the show, after he was on with you, well, maybe there's an opportunity for redemption. So I thought, okay, redemption. Then when he posted on Facebook and then attacked me, I thought, nope, this guy is not to be trusted. He's already broken the public trust one time. You know, I think he's done. His true colors were shown in that attack on Facebook. So,
oh, he attacked you?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I miss these things. I really don't pay. People believe that I really do pay attention to these things. The only time I pay attention is when somebody makes me aware of it. I don't subscribe to these pages. I don't pay attention to these things. And so I'm not even. What happened with you? I had no idea.
Well, you were brought to the attention that he attacked you over saying being unfair, whatever. He got his panties in a bunch. I think it was, last week sometime, whenever it was. Then I posted some things up there, and he posted some derogatory things. My videos, I'm irrelevant. Where's he pulling that from? And the things he posted kind of illustrated the man had nothing factual, and he was just making things up. I'm irrelevant. My video work is out of focus, etc., etc. So, you know. What's that saying? When somebody's digging a hole, let them keep digging.
Well, you know, and I do want to say, I did receive word this morning, so I want to make sure again that my information's correct here. Jason Schauber was sick last night, and that's why he wasn't there. So, you know, I wouldn't dispute that. If Jason said he was sick, I'm sure he was sick.
Yeah.
So.
Well, all in all, you know, it was, I think it was probably reflections of previous Meet the Candidates. nobody wants to say anything that would really force people to squeeze their brains, compare and contrast, and analyze each individual. And to put all of those candidates for the city charter commission before people, that's a lot of information overload, a lot of information to digest, and it's going to take the voters a little bit of time to listen, see, and come to a better informed decision.
Well, what I will say on that note, I have done these events in the past. As I said, I've done several of them. Last night was a very mild event. Now, that could have been because of the change to everything is a minute. That was a change that was made. I believe it used to be, if you were asked a question, you got 2 minutes, then the person got a minute rebuttal, and then there was a 30-second wrap-up to the question. Now, this is what made last night a little more difficult, is that, I'll just explain this. If people were listening, I didn't have a stroke last night, but who knows, I might have. What happened was all candidates were seated together. Now, that's the first time that's ever happened. And the time between questions was very quick. It was changed to a minute instead of, 30 seconds. So almost every question last night was asked of every candidate. And one of the rules is that you can't start with the same candidate twice in a row. Well, what normally used to happen is if you got a question, it was 9 times out of 10, it was directed at a specific race. That didn't happen last night. So every question was essentially to everybody, I think except 2, in the entire 2-hour program. So I did not have a pencil, and my list was not in alphabetical order, and I'm trying to remember, okay, on this question, who did we go to and who did we not? And in the meantime, I'm also trying to go through the questions I have, because there was no way we could get them all in. So I'm trying to read those in between answers, which ones are the best to get in, which ones are not. And at one point, I forgot where we had started on that question. Now, it only happened once, but I did ask somebody twice if they wanted to give an answer to the same question. But that, it was just, the format was different. I thought a lot more, and it's to what you are saying here. Questions used to be asked more specifically, like the Jay McDonald question or the Anthony Azaria question. We only had 2 of those last night. By and large, every question was to everybody, and I thought that was peculiar. That had never happened before, and I think that's also what made it for a more mild night as to where it used to be. People got sharp elbows in the past.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice if the auditorium at Ohio State could be used for this, because I think the layout and everything lends itself to that. Again, kudos to the League of Women Voters for making do with the facilities that they have, but maybe this is just an anomaly to what has normally been the case with so many for the charter, in that the room doesn't necessarily lend itself to such a program.
Yeah, it was interesting. But again, just to be clear, I'm glad everybody showed up who showed up. And that's what's important, because that's the listeners, the people watching, the people in attendance, to get more information is the point. So the people who showed up, I congratulate them, because that's the whole point of that event.
Yep. All right. And you need to promote your trick-or-treat night.
We will get on that before the week's up.
Yes.
Yes.
And I don't know, well, we'll talk about if you want to start at 7:30 or start at 8 to give people a little bit of a break. But Anyways, brought to you by the Industrial Channel.
There you go.
So anyways, to a better tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you if there's anything on your mind this morning in regard to last night's event. It was interesting. New format, though. As I was saying there, it really, the minute format, in a way, was good because it sped things up a little bit. We got more questions in than we certainly would have gotten in if the format was the old way. But a minute is not a lot of time, is what people found out. So, you know, it was what it was. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
For some reason, I turned you guys on last night, and it played for a little while, and then all of a sudden it cut off. I mean, it's like you just had signed off.
You know what? I'm glad you brought this up, because here is how life is funny. Because, you know, you certainly can have technical issues, you certainly can have internet issues, and when you're doing an event like that, there certainly is a possibility of that. Now this would have been about 9 o'clock, right, is when this happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. So somewhere, there was only about a half hour left in the broadcast. And I'm glad that this was streaming, so people could watch it on YouTube. And there is an audio version that of that last half hour we will air as soon as I'm able to get the audio version. But what happened was, now what are the odds of this? Now, back here at the studio, during the broadcast, everything was going fine. I think everybody could hear the broadcast fine. Everything was great. Well, at one point, now I was up there on stage, so I did not know this even happened, but about 9 o'clock, things just went dead. And Matt, who was there, jumped in the car and came over here to see what was going on because we could not get in touch with the computer at all, the main computer, remotely. So he drives over here, and the whole wall, they were doing some construction in this building last night. And of all nights to do it, and of all times to do it, and somehow they hit a breaker, which knocked the power out to the, I don't know if it was the entire building, but it was certainly the offices in our area. And when the power went out, of course the computers went out.
Well, because it just went dead. So I turned my computer clear off, turned it back on, went back and logged in like whatever, and it was like it was a partial, and then it was gone again.
Yeah, I have no idea how, and we did get the Amy Acton interview on, though.
I didn't want listen to, you'll have it on again.
I will, I'm going to make sure to air that, but yeah. I got back here, as soon as it was over, I ran back here and realized that, and we still don't have power to half of the room in here. The computer's now routed across the room. I don't know what happened here last night with the power.
I thought of all nights.
Well, that's...
Shining glory, and the damn power goes off, whatever.
The fact that they were doing construction in here, I've never seen them do construction in here in the 2 years we've been here.
Were they doing it last night, or had they done it yesterday?
No, last night. They were in. When Matt got back here to see what was going on, they had the tiles laying out, and that's when he realized that there was definitely something going on. And I think one of them said, we lost power.
Yeah.
Well, from what you...
stopped at a certain place. So then I'd log clear back out, come back in, and you could hear it again. And then just like that, it was gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was... Well, from what you did here, because I think the whole city council got in, and a partial of the charter... It was only the last half hour that got cut off. What'd you make of last night?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I didn't hear enough of it. All I could say is... they didn't change my mind, let's put it that way.
So no minds were changed?
My mind wasn't changed.
Well,
of course, I'm old.
Well, what?
It's hard to change old people's minds.
Does it affect you in any way that the mayor didn't show, Mark Russell didn't show? There was a group.
What did I say about too many cooks in the kitchen? See? And everybody's right. So what are you going to do?
Well, it was interesting. And Robert Landon did end up showing. So,
well, it just seems to me like, why is those, the mayor and those guys, I just don't understand. I thought if you had an office or you were elected office, it raised you to a just a little bit higher standard. Thought that it was a little higher standard. But I don't know. In my opinion, they're right back down there with me.
Well, you know what's interesting?
Heaven forbid.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting about that is that, and I don't know why the mayor didn't show. All I know is that he, if you were seated last night, that means you did not tell them that you were not coming. So he was seated, as were Mark Russell, Jason Schauber, but Jason, we found out this morning, was ill, so I can understand that. So I don't know if the mayor was ill or what happened.
Maybe the flu went through City Hall yesterday.
Maybe it was the City Hall flu, yeah. But I guess what the point is through this 2 years with the mayor, and again, this is not anything that is not fact, it comes back, I think, to the conversation that's been happening. You know, he does not do interviews. He does not do, unless it's a very favorable source that pretty much guarantees him that he's going to get to say more or less what he wants to. And what's that?
So if he's in the kitchen with everybody else, it's going to be his way, or he'll fold his arms and go sit down.
Well, I don't know. It's odd to me because he does like to go to public events. Obviously, he went to the Strongest Town thing. He goes to a lot of the.
If it's his choice.
Well, maybe he just doesn't like to do media. I don't know.
Well, how in the hell did he get the job?
Well, people voted for him.
Well, we hope that's how he got it. But it doesn't show. I would hope that lost a lot of respect for me. It was his responsibility. He'd signed up. He wanted to be on the ballot. Well, when you sign up and you're going, then you have a certain obligation to follow through. And that's just bull, unless he had his head in the pot and had the flu.
Now I do have something interesting here. 653 voters have voted early or requested a ballot as of yesterday. So I don't.
I'll tell you, Scott, if you drove into town yesterday or moved into town yesterday, you would have not a clue there was going to be an election.
Well, that's the thing. And when I look at this number, requested a ballot early. So that doesn't mean 653 have voted. Just 653 have either requested or voted early. So if you think of the fact that here we are, what do we got now? We got 14 days, 15 days till the election, that we're not even at 1,000 people yet?
Well, and like I say, if I went around the neighborhood, I'd ask anybody, hey, what are you going to do about the election? What election? That's what they'd say.
Well, that's
So, all I can say is, how did Mark Russell and the mayor both get the flu the same day?
Well,
sounds a little childish to me, and I sure don't know if I want them handling my money. And then, Scott, I got to get back on my fire department.
Oh, go ahead.
Have we heard anything? I mean, they said, well, you know, this. I'll guarantee you there won't be enough money left by the time you, to build that. By the time the tariffs come along, the price of material has come along, they probably could have gone ahead and bulked up the floor up there, because when we voted on that, and I know the ladder truck was moved. But when we voted on that, I mean, it was almost a crisis. And here we are 3 years later, and no one's even got any drawing. Now, couldn't you have hired an architect or somebody? Now, if you was going to build a house, of course, I always like to think in, you know, low terms. But if you were going to build a house, wouldn't you be penciling out a plan a long time? What? I mean, and then have the architect approve it. I mean, the certainly if the guys that work and are there knows a heck of a lot more about what they need in that building than Johnny Jones down the street, even if he does have the paperwork to acknowledge what he says. But I'm really a little upset about that fire department thing, because there ain't going to be no money left or material. That's all they say all the time is the price of this, the price of that. They aren't going to have enough money to blacktop the driveway.
Well, I know they have, I believe, dispersed the money for the architect.
Good. So that guy, and he don't have a damn thing to do with flight and fires, he's going to get his money.
At this point, I think that's where we're at with it.
Well, it irritates me, as you can well tell.
Well, I mean, you know, there are things going on. I mean, last night, one of the, and this was a point that got out because it was during the city council portion of the program last night. Somebody did ask, how are we going to pay for all of these positions if we don't know how much money we have?
Well, didn't you say, though, that those people on the charter thing don't get paid?
They don't get paid, yes.
Well, yep. Like I said, there's a savings, but it looks to me like in all this time, and maybe they have, but I would have thought people on the fire department who knows what they need, and then let the architect or engineer or whoever blows the whistle determine it, or, I just don't understand. If you were building a house and you knew you wasn't going to have the money and for 2 years, wouldn't you, and maybe they do, wouldn't you be starting, it took them 3 years to find property. They're not ever going to get that fire department, I can about get you, in my lifetime.
Well, I like I've said in the past, I don't know what the city's books are, and according to them, I don't think they know what the city's books are. I don't think the city is... I really don't know. Some people seem to feel that the city is about to go... that they don't have the money. Some people feel the city has plenty of money. I don't really know. Here's what's confusing to me. Now, all these past mayors, and we can go back to ancient times, you know, Schertzer, Kellogg, Doc Brown, Malone, if they had the money to create these positions and run a night bus service and so on and so forth, all of these things that have come around in the last 2 years, have a party in the park and all that, if they had the money to do it and it wouldn't hurt them in any way, why wouldn't they do it? I think they probably would. But they didn't do it. And they didn't do it for some reason. And for some reason, it's happening now. Now, I cannot believe that Marion is at the high point of its financial success right now. So, is the reason we have money because other administrations did not spend it? Is that what's going on? Is it a rainy day fund that maybe we're going through? I don't know.
What are they doing with my money that I've gave them for the last 3 years? Because you know, if the price of milk's going up, the price of lumber's going up, price of concrete's going up, all this stuff, and I'm just guessing what it all takes, but I do not understand why have they taken the money out and used it for something else? Is there no money there?
Well, and also another question should be posed, you know, something that other mayors and administrations did not have are the fines that are coming in now. Now, that's not the administration's fault that the auditor and the...
Quit blaming every damn thing onto the auditor. The auditor didn't have a thing to do with the fire department's money.
Well, that's true. That whole situation, anytime you ask a direct question about that, it seems we're working on it, we're moving, you know, we're...
Every time anybody asks a question, it's the auditor's fault. If that's the case, he was way underpaid.
Well, yeah, it's the auditor or the treasurer, and I've said, I don't know that these people are geniuses, but I don't know that every problem in the city of Marion goes back to them.
Well, when they have council meeting, do they have to present them a copy of the our checkbook? This is how much money we've got. This is how much money we've spent, and this is how much we're in debt.
Well, now see,
present a paper like that to the council.
Well, this
every
is
meeting.
This is a confusing question. It shouldn't be, but it is. Now, Now, tell me how this makes any sense. Okay, you've always had the auditor and the treasurer. Now, clearly, in the last 5 years, there's been some trouble in the auditor's office. I don't know if there's been problems in the treasurer's office, aside from them wanting him to do a job that he doesn't want to do. I don't know that there's been a financial problem there, so we'll just take him out of this for a second. So stick with the auditor's office. Okay. Now, what's odd to me, at the beginning of the Collins administration, they hired a budget director. Now, this was supposed to be, it was sold. People can go back and listen to the meetings. I was there. They sold this to city council on the idea that this was a person who was going to help the auditor and straighten out the city's finances. Now, that never happened. That I don't even think the budget director talks to the auditor at this point because it's somebody who used to work in her office. So that's where that is. It certainly never got straightened out. And I don't know how a budget director does a budget with numbers that most people say you can't trust. So if you wanted to know how much was in the checkbook, I assume the budget director would have these numbers, or how else are they, is she doing a budget?
Well, so if it's the budget director, but I mean, just like I get my bank statement and I say, well, now that's not what I've got. And so I start searching for it. Now I know my is nothing compared with what the city is, but they're supposed to know what they're doing. And I've heard of these little villages around. Why in the world, and they just got, you know, the old farmers in there running that. Why aren't they in the mess that the city's in?
Well, you know, I have to believe that there is a communication problem. Now, the only reason I say that is I have heard Jason Schauber say as recently as Monday that he sent an email to the finance committee, the mayor, the budget director, and the auditor, and he got no response. Now, I have also heard the auditor say in her own words that the mayor does not come to her office. I have heard the mayor say as recently as in the Marion Star yesterday, front page of the paper, he's quoted as saying, I no longer go to her office because when I do, things are said in the media like I'm an angry dad. So this is your city hall.
Well, now, does that sound like somebody that we should, I mean, come on. It's not like it's high school, for crying out loud. I just get sick and tired, and the only thing I toot is for the fire department, and I'm afraid that I'm going to lose my, it ain't going to hold much ground, because I'm thinking there's not any money, and maybe they could have built a spot. They don't need such a big truck. They don't need all this. But that's the most important thing. The rest of this crap is just crap.
Well, you know what? And I want to finish out this first hour, this 2 minutes we have, saying this. Here is a problem. There are people in this city, and there have been in the last, I'm going to say I've seen it most prevalently in the last half decade. So let's say 2020 on. They are very politically motivated. Party means everything. They don't like the media. they don't like the other party, and that's exactly how it is. And that's what it's all about. And
well, that's crap too.
Well, it's unfortunate because when that group, what they do, they do have their followers and they do have their constituency. Obviously,
well,
they get elected.
So, and, yeah. Well, I'm gonna hang up because you're getting me fired up, and I ain't got nobody to steamroll.
Well, we gotta go to break anyway, but I appreciate you calling in.
All right, bye.
Thank you. All right, we've got to go to break. We're going to come back, talk more about this, so don't go anywhere. But it is when you sow distrust in everybody, then nobody's got any. And when you sow anger in the other party, don't trust them, then nobody is trusted. And that's a problem that has come to Marion, Ohio, that heretofore has not. We'll be back after this.
White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly, 10 presidents, you've had your...